brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is Monday, June 3rd, 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, who is in the UK. He has successfully arrived there. They did not kick him out of the country. At least I haven't heard about it. If they did, and I'm sure we'd be the first to hear. So he's there getting ready for the Bilderberg Conference, and he's going to be joining us, in fact, in the second hour today. Calling in, also joined by David Icke in the second hour. In fact, today is a show that's just packed with great personalities. We've got Gerald Celente hosting the third hour, and I'm just here for the first hour to get things rolling. So breaking news today on Drudge, in fact, Drudge is linking to this right now. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that police can take DNA swabs from arrestees, just like taking your fingerprints. They can now take your DNA. We're going to talk about this during the first hour of the Alex Jones Show here, why this is such a big deal. It means that the government can take your DNA essentially anytime they want and enter it into a database that will be used against you. Now, every power that we give to the federal government turns out to be used against us in ways that never could have been imagined by our founding fathers. So this is a very disturbing decision by the Supreme Court, and it was a sharply divided court that made this decision. There were four dissenting justices who said that the court was allowing police to have a significant change, a significant expansion in police powers. So we're going to talk about that, but it turns out that your DNA, this is the big story really, your DNA is now claimed to be owned by the federal government, and they can do anything they want with it. In fact, there have been cases still happening right now where medical science has ripped off the DNA of patients and used it to create cancer tumors that they use for experimental purposes to study anti-cancer drugs, and they never pay that patient any kind of royalty, and they don't intend to. So we've got that story coming up. Also, the official Bilderberg attendee list has been released, and this is posted right now on Infowars.com. We've got the full list. We're going to break down for you some of the big names that are on that list, because it is a big deal. Remember, the Bilderberg Conference is something that was called a conspiracy theory just a few years ago. They said it doesn't exist, even though it does, just like the ammo purchases by DHS. It doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory that they're buying ammo, but they are buying ammo, but it's not for you. It's not to be used against you. That's the explanation now. In addition to that story, we've got this story, the Al Gore backlash, why environmentalists are celebrating rising CO2 levels. And to explain that later today on the show, I brought some science flashcards with me here, right there, to explain to you a little bit about the table of elements and why carbon dioxide is a nutrient, not a pollutant. Why plants and forests and gardens need carbon dioxide. That's argon we're showing you right there. Let's find something else. Oh, hydrogen, yeah. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to go through a little bit of a science lesson, which I know you'll enjoy because it has pictures and flashcards. Just a little flashback to high school. Yeah, your favorite time, science class, right? Anyway, we're going to explain all that right here on the Alex Jones Show. And in addition to that, we're covering the other news that's breaking today. We've got 2/3 of Americans don't know if they will insure under Obamacare because, of course, Obamacare, which promised to make your health insurance more affordable, is actually making it more expensive by far. In fact, Californians are expected to pay 146% more for their health insurance premiums under Obamacare, and other states are paying or going to pay up to 400% more for health care, health insurance under Obamacare. Gee, it's called the Affordable Care Act, but no one can afford it. All that and much more straight ahead as we continue here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's Monday, June 3rd, 2013, here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Alex is in the UK getting ready to break down the Bilderberg conference. And as a journalist, a news reporter, I don't mean break it down. I don't mean like bash the doors in. No, I mean he's there to cover it. And by the way, if you want to watch the live coverage here on InfoWars, just go to InfoWars.com/B, as in Bilderberg. Got it? InfoWars.com/B is the website where all the live coverage is going to be happening. And Alex Jones is there. We've got other InfoWars reporters there. Richard Reeves is on location right now. Of course, Paul Joseph Watson, who lives there, is there. We've also got, I heard, Luke Radowski is there covering it from We Are Change. And many other people, so expect a lot of interesting reports to come out of the Bilderberg Conference all this week. And InfoWars.com is the headquarters where you're going to get the most information on that, more than any other news source in the world. And by the way, we have the official Bilderberg attendee list, and it includes, this is breaking news, this is the attendee list was just released. It includes Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com, vice chairman of Goldman Sachs. Gee, we didn't expect that one. Michael Evans. The former Secretary of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner. Gee, there's another big unexpected name. The General of the U.S. Army, David Petraeus. Yeah, I'm starting to see a pattern here. Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Google. There's another big name. And a lot of other names. But, gee, according to the mainstream media, all these people are going to a meeting that doesn't exist. Gee, do you think Jeff Bezos and Eric Schmidt and General Petraeus would all go to a meeting that doesn't exist? Really? No, they're going to the Bilderberg meeting, which does exist, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It is a meeting of some of the most influential and powerful and maybe power-hungry people around the world who are getting together to talk about how they're going to run the world, how they're going to influence the world. They're going to shape policy and control people and probably depopulate the planet has been one of the topics that's been talked about in the past. But certainly they want to own the planet. So probably the big topic this year, this is just my personal conjecture on the topic, is to figure out how can they crash the global debt markets in a way that transfers all the wealth from the hands of the working class into the hands of the ultra-wealthy elite, who are primarily the people at the meeting. How can they make that crash happen so that it just crashes in their direction? That's probably the big topic, but we'll see. So watch Infowars.com all week long and listen to the Alex Jones Show for updates on that. Now, big breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court just breaking this morning, in fact, and this is the top headline on Drudge this morning. Drudge says, ruled, take their DNA. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a ruling that allows police across the country to take your DNA when they arrest you, to swab your DNA involuntarily on your part. They just take it from you essentially by force. In the same way that they take your fingerprints, they're now going to take your DNA. Well, why is this a big deal? And why did four of the justices at the U.S. Supreme Court have dissenting opinions warning about the expansion of police powers? This is a big deal because it essentially says that the U.S. government claims ownership over your DNA. Now, here's why that really matters. Number one, your DNA is unique and it's supposed to be yours. It's supposed to be private. It's part of your biology. It's part of your body. It's an intimate part of your body. Why can the government just take that from you? And if the government can take it from you, what can they do with it? Now, here's where it gets really scary. You're probably aware of the gene hypothesis of disease, right? You've heard of Angelina Jolie having a double mastectomy because she carried a gene mutation called the BRCA1 or the BRCA2 gene, BRCA1 and 2 genes, that are associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. This hypothesis is wrong. Your genes do not determine your health outcome. They might have a 1% influence over your health. 99% of your health is up to you. It's based on what you eat. It's based on avoiding GMOs and avoiding fluoride and avoiding toxic chemicals and avoiding smoking and fried foods and all those things that you know are bad for you. Most of your health outcome is up to you, probably, again, 99%. But the government has been saying that the genes determine your health outcome. Now, here's the danger. What happens when they take your DNA because you're arrested, they put it in a government database, which is, of course, what they do with everything. The government loves to have databases on the people. And then they analyze your DNA and they decide, oh, you have a gene for mental illness. Then they use that information to take away your Second Amendment rights. That's right. A knock on your door. Hey, we're here to take your guns because when you were arrested last week, we ran a DNA analysis over your genome sequence, and we discovered that you have the gene for mental illness. Ha ha, the joke's on you. We're taking your guns. That's what the government is going to do with this. Or even worse, they're going to say, oh, you want to sign up for Obamacare because you want to pay 100 to 200 to even 400% more for your health insurance than you used to pay because Obamacare is raising the rates on everybody around the country. Well, guess what? You're disqualified because you have a gene for breast cancer, or you have a gene for liver cancer, or you have a gene for sickle cell anemia. If you want to get down that road, they can use this with a racial bias to take away your right to have basic health care, basic human dignity in a medical system that essentially respects no human dignity, by the way. They can use your genes against you. They can use them against you in a court of law. They can say, let's say they take your children because they don't like the fact that you're not vaccinating your children or you're homeschooling your children to give them a real education instead of the watered-down, government-run public education system, right? So they take your children, and then they arrest you. They get a gene swab, a DNA swab. They run the genetic code from that, and then they say, well, you have the gene of a bad parent, so you can't have your kids back. We're going to take your kids because the state knows best. We're going to take your kids and say you have a bad parenting gene. You see, this is the mythology that's so dangerous. They can say your genes are anything they want. They can say you have a gene for being a rebel. They can say you have a gene for being a patriot, which they now call terrorism. Oh, you have the gene for speaking out. That's dangerous to the government. Obama says you shouldn't listen to those voices. Maybe you should arrest those voices. Put them in jail because they've got the gene for speaking out. So basically, anybody who's got genetics that are part of humanity, you know, the will to live, the will to exercise free speech, the liberty gene, you might even say, if there is such a thing, they're going to target that and target you because of your genetic code. This is a very dangerous precedent, and it will be abused. Mark my words here on this day on the Alex Jones Show. My prediction is that this will be abused in highly destructive ways against the American people. So the Supreme Court has just sent us down a hellish path of abuse of police powers over our DNA. Now, on the DNA topic, and by the way, bringing back up Angelina Jolie, who continues to be in the media for her decision to have both of her breasts removed, even though they were perfectly healthy breasts. She did not have cancer. She just had a gene that's supposed to be linked with cancer. And I strongly criticize Angelina's decision. I didn't criticize her as a person. I don't know her. I can't really criticize her. I'm criticizing her decision. But the reason this is important is because right now, today, 4,000 human genes are owned and patented by corporations and universities. Did you know that? 4,000 of your genes. Now, the human body has about 20,000 genes. 4,000 of those, or roughly 20%, are patented by someone else. What does this mean? It means you don't even own your own genetic code. You follow me on this? Somebody else claims to own your code. Who gave them that claim over your human body? Who gave them that right to claim they own it? The U.S. government. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office gave them that claim. They handed out your genes to other corporations and universities. And what are those corporations and universities doing with that monopoly, that patent that they've been given by the U.S. Patent Office? They're using it to charge you monopoly prices on the testing of those genes. That's right. So all those women who are listening to Angelina Jolie and are saying, well, gee, I should go get tested for the BRCA1 gene or the BRCA2 gene, they're having to pay $3,000 to $4,000 out of pocket for a genetic test that should only cost $100. The reason it costs $3,000 to $4,000 is because you have to pay these monopoly royalties to a company called Myriad Genetics out of Utah that owns the patent on those genes because the U.S. Patent Office gave them that patent. It's insane, and it's going to be used against you. It's going to be used against women, especially against women who are all freaked out about whether they have this breast cancer gene. It turns out 99% of them don't have it. So you have to test 100 women to find one who has it. So you're going to spend $300,000 on this gene testing in order to find one woman who has one gene that only has about a 1% influence over her cancer outcome. That's insanity. That's a medical insanity, patent insanity, intellectual property insanity, and now the U.S. government says, we can take your genes anytime we want. Yeah, we pull you over, we can just swab your mouth, and if you refuse, guess what? We're going to stick a gun in your face and make you do it, or take you to jail and then make you do it there. They can take your DNA, they can assign ownership of your DNA to someone else, as they've been doing, and they can use that against you over and over and over again. This decision by the U.S. Supreme Court is a violation not just of human rights and civil rights, it is a violation of universal law. It's a violation of God's law, if you want to say it that way. It's a violation of basic human dignity and basic genetic privacy. It is wrong. And we'll be back. Stay with us.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. We're continuing here, by the way, in the second hour. We've got Alex joining us by phone from the UK, where he's covering the Bilderberg Conference. And check out all the latest videos, and I think they've even got real-time text messaging, or at least articles, at Infowars.com/B. B as in Bilderberg. David Icke will be joining us in the second hour also with Alex Jones. It's going to be a really fun and interesting conversation. And then the third hour is going to be hosted by Gerald Celente. So Gerald happens to be my favorite guest here on the Alex Jones Show. So I'm super excited that he's going to be hosting the third hour. And maybe I'll get to talk to him for a few minutes as we intro the third hour. But then I'm out of here and I'm going to do some special reports for the nightly news on the CO2 hoax, the carbon dioxide hoax, which we'll get into here in the next segment. But before we do that, let's break down some of the other news that's happening. Mayhem in the city, New York City. 25 people were shot in the last 48 hours. Gosh, that's almost one person every 2 hours. That's quite a lot of shooting for a city that says it's making you safe by taking away all your guns. Yet more proof that gun control doesn't work. Because, of course, only the criminals have the guns in New York City and Chicago and everywhere else that they try their gun control agenda. It just flat out does not work. Period. Does not work. You notice there's not a bunch of shootings like that in, Central Texas? That's because everybody's armed, including myself, right now at this very minute, sitting here in the studio carrying a Glock, as I always do. Everybody's armed around here. There's not crazy shootings. People are actually pretty darn polite to each other when everybody knows they're carrying. So in other news, InfoWars reporters confront Bilderberg security. Paul Joseph Watson and Richard Reeves were confronting the hotel that canceled their reservations, apparently in violation of the 2010 Equality Act in the UK, which says that people cannot be denied, they cannot be discriminated against for their political beliefs. But the hotel appears to be discriminating against the Alex Jones crew precisely because of their political beliefs. This story is posted right now on Infowars.com. It's by Paul Joseph Watson. What is that video? Oh, it's a video of them at the hotel confronting the reception personnel there and asking why their rooms were canceled. Well, gee, we know why they're canceled, because you're with Alex Jones. And we can't allow Alex Jones to exercise free speech in the United Kingdom. That would be a terrible, terrible thing. So the oppression has already begun at the Bilderberg conference, and you can expect there will be more interesting stories all week long. Now, 2/3 of Americans don't know if they will insure under Obamacare. I mentioned this in the last segment, but I have a few other comments here. Obamacare has been described as a train wreck. It's already derailed. It's running off the tracks. It's just a matter of time before the cars start stacking up and whatever explosives were being carried by the train start leaking out and catching on fire. This is a disaster. The state exchanges that are supposed to be running Obamacare can't even get their IT departments to work correctly. Most of the states that claim they're going to have this by January 1 of 2014 are not going to be able to do it. There are going to be computer problems galore. If you think the DMV is a nightmare, wait until you try to sign up for the Obamacare exchanges in your state. That is going to be an IT nightmare. I mean, just imagine just the mess of all these overpaid government employees trying to figure out highly complex relational databases. They're probably going to try to run the whole system on an Excel spreadsheet, because they don't even know how to use databases. So it's going to be a massive nightmare. And the whole thing, my prediction is it's all going to fall flat on its face, and Obamacare is eventually going to be pulled. It's going to be redacted. It's going to be rejected after the 2014 elections. And certainly by the 2016 presidential election, things are going to be so different by then. Hopefully we will have Obama impeached by that time. We'll have Obamacare pulled out of U.S. law. We'll have some liberty back in place. We'll have Rand Paul successfully championing the legalization of industrial hemp farming in America, something that he's just come out for, so that our farmers can get back to business making money again, planting a crop that has a multitude of uses. It's not about marijuana. This is industrial hemp, okay? You can't smoke it, but you can turn it into clothes and textiles and car parts and even seeds and oils and nutritional products. It's the crop for America. It's what we need right now. Go, Rand Paul. Get it legalized, okay? Thank you. Thank you for standing up for liberty. We love you. Keep it up. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in today. Alex and David Icke are going to be co-hosting the second hour. I'll be riding shotgun for that. And then in the third hour, Gerald Celente will be hosting the show. So we've got a great lineup for you today. We've already covered some fascinating news, but now I want to take you to a little science class here. Don't worry, it's not going to bore you, and you're not going to get an F, huh? No, you're going to get an A, because we're going to talk about the truth about science and atmospheric gases that they don't want you to know in the mainstream media. Specifically, we're talking about, well, greenhouse gases and carbon dioxide. And here in the studio, I brought some flashcards. Obviously, you can't see them on the radio, but if you're tuned in on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the flashcards. Now, we've got elements here on the flashcards: carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, and argon, all with their atomic weights, with pictures. Cool pictures. Isn't that awesome? Now, here's the myth. Here's the delusion being pushed by Al Gore. He says that carbon dioxide, which is a combination of one carbon and two oxygen atoms, carbon dioxide, he says, is a pollutant. CO2 is a pollutant, he says, and it's so deadly and so dangerous it's going to destroy human civilization unless you pay him and his buddies some carbon taxes. So you got to pay him money, and then you'll be okay. But let's talk about carbon dioxide and what's really in the atmosphere. It turns out that carbon dioxide has just surpassed a level of 400 parts per million in Earth's atmosphere. 400 parts per million. Well, what does that mean, really? Is it high? Is it low? Because Al Gore wants you to think it's alarmingly high. It's terrible. It's atrocious. It's going to kill us. Well, 400 parts per million is 400 out of a million. So 400 parts per million is less than one half of 1/1,000th of the air. 400 parts per million is so small, it's so minuscule, it is a trace gas in the air. It almost doesn't exist at all. And the levels in the past in Earth's history have been as high as 7,000 parts per million. So 400 is very, very small. In fact, right now in this office, it's probably 2,000 parts per million. In many offices or work environments, it can go up to 3,000 or 4,000 parts per million. So 400 parts per million in the atmosphere is ridiculously small. At the same time, when you exhale, you're exhaling carbon dioxide, your breath can exhale as much as 40,000 parts per million carbon dioxide, which adds to the atmosphere. But you're not a polluter just for breathing, are you? That's what Al Gore wants you to think. And a lot of people are confused about this. A lot of people have been brainwashed, and I gotta admit, I was one of them. Yeah, 5 years ago, I was writing about global warming and CO2. I had fallen for the Al Gore argument. Well, I tell you what, I educated myself since then, and I can admit today that I was wrong about that, and that the CO2 myth is a complete hoax. It turns out that oxygen by itself is at a level in the atmosphere of 210,000 parts per million. You got that? So CO2 is only 400 parts per million. Oxygen is at 210,000 parts per million. And over here, nitrogen, you see this? Nitrogen is at 780,000 parts per million of the atmosphere. And then there's a little bit of argon in the atmosphere. And I include hydrogen in here because H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, creates, well, water vapor, and there's a little bit of that in the atmosphere as well. So what you're looking at here on these flashcards is most of what's in the atmosphere. Not everything, but most of it, by far the majority. So we're supposed to be concerned about the CO2 being at 400 parts per million? Well, wait a minute. Some new science has just come out that says that as CO2 levels are rising, it's causing more plants to regrow and regreen desert type of areas, arid areas. All across the planet, they're regreening because of rising levels of CO2. Here it is in Science News. There's been a new study that was just published. It looked at CO2 concentrations, and as they're rising, which they are, I'm not saying they aren't going up slowly, they're rising, thank God, because they've been so desperately low for so long that the plants are starving for CO2, okay? So they're finally going up a little bit, and it's helping the forests and it's helping the trees. I got to tell you, if you're an environmentalist, and I am a legitimate, true, libertarian environmentalist. I love the environment. I love plants. I love aquaponics. I love growing food from seeds. I love forests. I love CO2 because CO2 helps all of those things. CO2 makes forests grow back faster. It is the ultimate reforestation nutrient. It is a fertilizer, okay? CO2 is fertilizer from the air that helps deserts and arid areas and forests regrow forests and regreen. It's the ultimate nutrient that environmentalists should be supporting. But Al Gore has got these people all twisted up to where they're thinking that CO2 is a poison, and that if you're an environmentalist, you have to be against CO2. It's ridiculous. Now, by the way, just to clarify, because I know where people leap on this issue, I am not pro-oil and pro-gas and pro-coal, okay? I'm not pro-fossil fuels. And no, the coal industry didn't pay me to say any of this. In fact, coal is very dirty. Burning fossil fuels is dirty, all right? Now, coal can be made cleaner than it used to be. It's a lot cleaner here in the U.S. than it is in China, for sure. But it's still, it puts sulfur into the air. It puts mercury into the air. Fossil fuels, you know, oil, BP, spills it into the Gulf of Mexico. Crimes against nature. Exxon, crimes against nature. These companies, I do not support them, all right? Just to be clear, just to be on the record, I don't support the fossil fuel energy industry. That's not my thing. But I do support rising CO2 levels as a way to re-green the planet. And this is where we've got to get our heads on straight. CO2 is such a powerful nutrient for growing plants that greenhouse owners actually pump CO2 into the greenhouses to boost production of the food plants there. Did you hear me on that? They pump CO2 into the greenhouses to boost productivity. If you want to grow more food on the planet, you need more CO2. If you want to reforest the areas where forests have been lost, you need more CO2. I'm not saying burn oil and put CO2 into the atmosphere. It turns out that ocean life produces most of the CO2 anyway, and that's enough. The ocean is exchanging CO2 with the atmosphere constantly. And just like we exhale CO2, ocean creatures are exhaling CO2 as part of their respiration. So CO2 levels, the higher they go, the greener our planet gets, which is why CO2 is the ultimate nutrient for environmental support of plants and trees and food and gardens. All right? So get it through your heads, folks. I know a lot of people. I mean, I did an article on this on Natural News yesterday, and some people were still screaming at me. And they were, well, like one of the comments, this is the dumbest comment ever from a Facebook troll, was in my article when I said, let's celebrate rising CO2 levels because it's good for plants, it's good for food, it's good for trees. The dumbest comment ever was, stop being so negative. Yeah, can you believe that? Stop being negative? What do you mean? I was being positive. I was celebrating CO2 levels. They're going up. It's good for nature. It's good for plants. It's good for food production. It's good for trees. You know, and it doesn't hurt us. We can actually, you can, your breath has 40,000 parts per million CO2. If you can save another person's life by breathing that into them through mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, they will come back to life. You're breathing oxygen and carbon dioxide into them from you. The carbon dioxide doesn't hurt them, even at that high level for that short a period of time. In fact, OSHA has set a limit in a workplace of 5,000 parts per million, more than 10 times the current level of CO2 that's in the atmosphere. You can work in an office environment. You can breathe just fine at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, even 5,000 parts per million. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. So I just couldn't believe that comment. Stop being negative. You know, actually, it's Al Gore's being negative. Al Gore is the doom and gloomer. He's the one that's saying, we're all going to be destroyed. Human civilization is going to end if the CO2 level goes up and the greenhouse gases and the planet's going to fry and you have to pay him money to solve the problem. That's doomsday talk, okay? That's doom and gloom right there from Al Gore. I'm being the optimist. We are the optimists. We're saying CO2 levels going up, that's great. That's great for the plants. It's great for the trees. It's great for food production. We can produce more food, feed more people. We can turn deserts into forests. We can turn arid areas into forests. We can regreen the planet thanks to CO2. So that's the wrap-up of that little science lesson. I hope this gets posted on YouTube. I want to see the comments on there to see. It really sets apart people who are intelligent, rational thinkers versus those who are just delusional cultists who believe in the Al Gore cult of CO2 being evil. All right, it's a very clear, it's a litmus test for your IQ, basically. And like I said, I admit, I failed that test many years ago, and I was suckered into the whole global warming thing. And I, you know, it takes a lot to admit you were wrong and change your opinion, but I think that is a sign of someone who actually thinks about what they're saying. Sometimes we change our minds. I changed my mind about Adam Kokesh, by the way. You know, at first I was like, his march on Washington, which has now been sort of expanded into 50 states, I was like, that's the worst thing ever. I think it's a terrible idea. Then I rethought, you know, I rethought the thing, and I said, you know, Adam Kokesh, he's got a point. He's got a point. The most dangerous thing is sitting at home doing nothing. You know, so I support activism. I don't necessarily support the speech, you know, saying it's going to be an armed overthrow or anything like that. I don't think we need to go there. I agree with Alex on that point. Let's fight the info war first. Let's not whip out the rifles and start, you know, flying lead downrange to make our point. Let's use words instead. Because we're winning on the words, all right? We're winning on the mathematics. We just talked about mathematics in the atmospheric gases and science. We're winning on the mathematics of economics. Austrian economics is winning. Okay, we're winning on so many fronts that we should just keep the info war going. But if we are ever wrong, if we come to the conclusion that maybe there's new information that comes in that, contradicts our previous opinion, then we got to be man enough to change our opinion and admit, yeah, we learned something new. We're changing our stance on something. We got to be man enough to admit that and then move forward from that point forward. And I'm not saying I'm 100% correct on everything right now. There might be things that I changed a few years down the road. But I do know, you know, these are elements from the table of elements. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. I know that. I mean, unless you're on a space station or something, and then if you're on a space station, then, yeah, CO2 is a pollutant because it's going to build up in the air. You got to have scrubbers to, you know, remove it from the air. CO2 scrubbers is why they have them on spaceships. But on Earth, we got enough plants to balance that out. So it's not a pollutant. It is a nutrient. That's the point of all this. All right, so... Enough said on that point. Let's go to the next big news item. Got to get this in before we go to David Icke and Alex Jones in the next hour. Check this out. South Korea joins the Japanese ban on U.S. imports or imports of U.S. wheat after the shocking GMO contamination announcement by the USDA. I'm going to cover this very quickly. Here's the deal. The USDA tested commercial crop fields, wheat fields in Oregon, and it found that they were contaminated with Monsanto's genetically engineered wheat, which was only used experimentally, planted across 16 states in the United States from 1998 to 2005. This genetically engineered wheat has never been approved by the government for commercial use, and it has never been intentionally grown in any commercial farm. What this means is that the genetically engineered wheat escaped. It escaped the experiment. Yeah, it got loose, all right? And it spread to other farms and other fields, and it's now being found in wheat where it's not supposed to be found. Now, Japan got word of this and said, hey, we're canceling our contracts, bud. We're not going to buy that wheat from the United States because it's contaminated with GMOs, and we here in Japan, we don't want to eat GMOs. Well, South Korea just joined in on Friday, said the same thing. We don't want to eat GMOs either. We don't want that Monsanto-contaminated wheat. We're not buying wheat from the United States. Why is this a big deal? Think about it. If you're a U.S. wheat farmer, you just got screwed by Monsanto big time. Because now the wheat prices are going to collapse in the United States through no fault of your own, only through the fault of Monsanto, whose GMOs are contaminating wheat crops, causing prices to go down because it's being rejected by other countries all around the world. Most of the world doesn't want to eat GMO. Most of the people don't want to eat GMO. But GMOs are rejected by everyone except Monsanto and a few members of Congress who are in Monsanto's pocket and the corrupt USDA. And that's it. Everybody else rejects it. So if you're a farmer and you're growing wheat, now you're going to suffer an economic loss because of Monsanto's experiments gone awry. Because of that experimental crop grown in the open air with no protections. It didn't even grow it in a greenhouse. All right? This is open field. Let's see what happens. Let's play genetic roulette, to quote Jeffrey Smith's book, with the entire agricultural system. So now we've got, check this out, thanks to the USDA conspiring with Monsanto to legalize these open field experiments, we've now got a situation where we have genetic pollution polluting the fields of America's breadbasket. Now we've got wheat and we've got corn and we've got alfalfa and probably other crops that are contaminated with GMOs. And you can never put that back in the box. You can never take that back. So is our wheat crop now ruined permanently? Where other countries aren't going to import U.S. wheat ever? Hopefully not. Hopefully they'll find a way to still buy U.S. wheat. But it could be that bad. It could be that bad. And this is why it's important for all of us to recognize that Monsanto is hurting farmers. Monsanto is destroying the integrity of the United States agricultural system. It is destroying the economic productivity. Monsanto is hurting U.S. exports. Monsanto is hurting the GDP of the United States of America. It's time all of you out there woke up and smelled the coffee on this issue and realized that Monsanto is bad for America. It's bad for farmers. It's bad for your food. It's all around bad news. And now the proof is in the exports. Japan says no. South Korea says no. That's it. You're done. No more wheat being exported. All right, let's move on to U.S. news here. We've got an Oregon man flying American flag upside down to protest the Obama presidency. I'm going to go through a few of these headlines here very quickly while we have time. Hey, guys, awesome. You upgraded to color printouts. That's pretty cool. All right. The State Department says there's no active Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah terror cells in the Western Hemisphere. Oh, really? What about the ones running the U.S. government? Intel chair, this is in the Weekly Standard, chair of the Intel, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, says, release the bin Laden documents. The Bradley Manning court-martial trial starts today. The trial is dangerous for civil liberties, say experts. Soldier faces charges of aiding the enemy by downloading and leaking hundreds of thousands of classified documents. He's called a hero to his followers, an enemy of the state to others. It's 3 years after his arrest. And a man molests and urinates on a woman in the ER, says police. That's out of New York. Yeah, just another sign of the insanity happening in America today. Stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show on GCN. We'll be right back after this break with more news.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Okay, welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show here on GCN, and Alex is in the UK. He successfully arrived there to cover the Bilderberg Conference that's going to be happening all week with Paul Joseph Watson and others. He joins us by phone now to give us the report of his travels and his arrival. Hey, Alex, you're on.
Mike, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sitting in and doing a great job on the broadcast for Natural News and for InfoWars. Obviously, Bilderberg doesn't kick off till Thursday, but the things that are happening here politically, their agenda just being released today, the list of attendees, just 6-7 years ago, they didn't do that. And even then, they would just send to one big newspaper, if a big stink got made, the list of government officials that were there from around the world. Now they put out the whole list and the agenda 3 days before it officially starts. We had that first today because Charlie Skelton of The Guardian alerted us, even before The Guardian posted it, that it is up on the official Bilderberg Meetings site. We now have the agenda and a breakdown of that, as well as the full list up on InfoWars.com. And again, for new listeners listening on AM and FM stations, you may be saying, why cover some group of politicians, royalty, elite? Well, now it's about 150 members. There's a lot of them that aren't on the list every year. We're here to identify them. That's always the key people. And we have moles very close to Bilderberg, and we're able to learn the agenda for the year coming up. These people brag and release the BBC about 4 years ago the fact that they helped found what became the EU. These are the people setting up the New World Order. These are the people behind the carbon taxes. It's in 21. Last year, when I was in Chantilly, Virginia at Bilderberg, a gentleman showed up with the National Archives. I'll just leave it at that. And he said, this isn't classified, but he said, if you've got the Weibos, you can post it. It is restricted. And it was marked on each one, restricted National Archives, of a U.S. senator's papers and some other internal Bilderberg documents. So it was his papers from meetings there in the 50s and 60s. And everything they talked about, they then got done within a decade. And so it's royalty. It's all of them getting together with energy ministers and others with the heads of the big power companies to then decide who's going to be able to operate, who's going to be shut down. It's the ultimate backroom deals, and it is a giant victory that people now know that Bilderberg even exists. I mean, just 4 years ago, as I've talked a lot about, the New York Times did a film review on the film New World Order and basically said that I was insane and Bilderberg didn't exist. And I was in Virginia, again, 5 years ago when they had the event, but this was in their newspaper 4 years ago when that film came out, imagining it. So it's a big defeat to them. First, they said it doesn't exist and you're all kooks. There's nobody above presidents and prime ministers. The buck stops there. There's no secret of special interest, blah, blah, blah. Because Bilderberg members have been indicted and gotten in trouble before, like Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands in Lockheed Martin's taxpayer scams, you know, buying jets for more money than they were worth as getting kickbacks. You know, let's say a jet's worth $2 million. Well, he'd buy them for $5 million apiece and get $1 million out of the $3 million extra. That's the type of stuff that they do on a small fry scale. It's much, much bigger. So that's why this is so huge. That's why this is so important. And think about the victory we've had, folks. All of us should be savoring this to realize we can have victory. These are just humans just like us. They're not God. They're not invincible. That they wanted to deny this existed for decades, and now they're forced to admit it, and they go, okay, but so what? It's no big deal. Is that why over £2 million or close to $4 million is being spent to erect a giant steel fence we're going to videotape tonight?
We gotta go to break here, Alex.
Great.
Okay, so we're going to break, folks. Stay with us. Alex Jones and also David Icke joins us in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Stay there.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.